Padres taking on the Reds. This fine piece of machinery is called the Redzilla, but considering how fast it fires T-shirts, you might want to call it the Aroldis to honor the Reds' former closer. Top of the first, the Padres look to build on a 1-0 lead.
Here's a pitch, and that bounces up, and that's a wild pitch, and the Padres have taken a 2-0 lead. Slow guys don't get 9 triples in a season.
He can do that.
Yes, he can. Ground ball up the middle, backhanded by the second baseman and the shortstop and the first baseman. And Billy Hamilton has bounced into a 4-6-3 double play, and the Reds come up empty.
Now the last place Giants. Here's a fly ball into center field. Hamilton going back, still going back, near the wall. That ball, did he catch that thing? I think he did. He sure did. Billy Hamilton went face first into the wall in center field. Chad Whitson, the second base umpire, waited to be sure, and he made the signal for the out. Billy Hamilton up against the padded wall, jumped, came down with the ball. What a play by Billy Hamilton.
And what a deflating thing for Oshahe, who ran like he was on fire around the base paths, and finally the realization hit him as he crossed the plate that it was all for nothing. That's one of the best catches we've seen all year long.
With his back to the plate, he actually reached out to his left, caught the ball in a basket style, hit the padded wall, went to the ground, hung on to the baseball.
And a great throw by this man right here, Austin Hedges, to throw out Billy Hamilton for the final out in the last inning. And now he lifts one back into deep right field, and it's gone. Opposite field home run, number 15 of the year for Austin Hedges. And San Diego just continues to add on. It's now 5-0 here in the sixth inning.
First pitch swinging, high fly, deep right. 7-0 San Diego. Halfway up the moon deck out in right, Yanhervi Solarte unloads his 12th of the year. It is 6-0 San Diego here in the seventh.
The Padres take it 7-3. Just one night after his first career multi-home run game, Jose Perella ties a career high with 4 hits. Cel Romano was roughed up for 5 runs on 9 hits in just 6 innings, and the Reds fell into a 7-0 hole from which they could not recover as they fell to the Padres on Tuesday 7-3. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
We had 5 guys on the first 2 innings, and we weren't able to come up with anything. You know, Perdomo got the ground balls. I mean, that was, you know, tip your hat to a guy that in those big situations isn't trying to necessarily hunt the strikeout, but get something on the ground, and his infield took care of him with some double plays. And, you know, couldn't stop the bleeding. He scored 3 early, and then some tack-on runs that stretched it out to 7-0. And then Barnhart's homer made it closer, and had something going there in the night, but weren't able to come up with a big hit. You know, we had a lot of base runners today, but weren't able to come up with a hit that really got us back in the game.
What did you see out of Southland?
You know, a lot closer to 50-50 balls and strikes, number one. Changeup was not really a factor as it was in his previous start. So he's really left with fastball, breaking pitch. They put the ball, the barrel on the bat on the ball, you know, with some regularity tonight. It wasn't his best outing, but certainly something to be excited about with the arm and the stuff. So he's learning some lessons up here.
I know you ain't talking about silver linings in a loss, but there were some defensive plays out there in the outfield that were ridiculous.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a special outfield. In particular, those two guys that came up so big tonight the catch of the year probably with go up against the kid in Cleveland in the catch of the year in center field against Austin Jackson, I think. And then Duvall going up into the wall and spinning back and turning that into a double play. Another great play by Billy going into right center. I'll tell you, it isn't until you don't have it that you notice how good you have it. And we have it pretty good with that outfield.
It was a tough outing on Tuesday for Cel Romano as he fell to 2-4 on the season, giving up 5 runs on 9 hits through 6 innings. Romano spoke to the media after the Reds fell to the Padres 7-3.
I tried to throw it. I just seemed like it was just dirted, or I left it up and I got a hit on it. But I didn't try to fall away from it. I did throw it. It just wasn't as effective.
In a game like this, are you searching for something that you can throw to kind of, if you want to call it, an out pitch, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I just fell behind. Wasn't able to locate my pitches tonight. Simple as that. and it probably could have been even worse if it wasn't for Doobie and Billy out there. So I tip my caps off to them for that, for at least saving me some runs, but it just wasn't a good day.
The Reds look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Asher Wojciechowski. He'll be opposed by Travis Wood.